we're up against a very strong Dublin team, there's no doubt. They're a very, very experienced Dublin side, won the last three All-Irelands, and that's a real difficult proposition. But it's one, it's a challenge that we're looking forward to, and it's a challenge the players are looking forward to.
What about the challenges to date? They haven't gone your way. What's the mood like in the camp at the moment? Because it's hard to take 2 1-point defeats, sort of.
Listen, I mean, we're looking at performances, we're looking at introducing new players. We said that from we've been, you know, very consistent from day one, where we wanted to see. Listen, we want to stay in the league naturally enough, and it would be nice heading down to Croke Park with at least a couple of points. And I thought our performances over the first two games definitely deserved something. But listen, like everything else, you have to make your own luck in sport. And you know, we haven't got the break so far. But listen, we're going into the confidence within the squad. I mean, that's still there. There's no doubt about that. There, we know we're up against a very, very strong and a very well drilled and a very good Dublin team.
Yeah, what's the factor then that's missing in there just at the moment? Because you just haven't been too far away, Declan.
No, we haven't been far away, and I mean, we're trying to play a different style of game, and it's getting players to adapt to that. And also, we're probably lacking a bit of experience, to be quite honest, on the field. There's a lot of these young lads just coming through, and you know, five or six have made their league debuts in the last couple of games, and you know, that's going to take time, and this is a work in progress. It's going to take time. You know, the challenges are coming thick and fast, and none more so than Saturday evening against Dublin.
Well, what about them positives? I suppose if we look at the team and the way you've lined out over the last couple of games, there's been a few standout guys. Paul Brennan's been in the thick of it and played well. Hugh McFadden has stepped up to a good midfield role, and I suppose really without Patrick McBurdy, we could find ourselves lost at the moment.
Well, listen, I'm always very reluctant to individualise things, but you know, in terms of how we're playing, yes, certain lads have definitely stood up to the plate, there's no doubt about that, and there's certain other lads finding their feet, and that's going to take time. And as I say, there will be a number of the more experienced lads coming back into the fray now over the next couple of weeks, and all of that there. At the end of the day, we do still want to be competitive, naturally enough. We want to win games every day we go out, and you know, it's going to be difficult. We're under no illusion that it's going to be difficult to remain in Division 1. We knew that at the outset, but you know, our focus and our real focus all along was the championship come May. But yeah, it'd be nice to get a victory along the way now, especially for the work that's gone on so far.
Let's just look at the Dublin link here, and that of course obviously is Nathan Mullins. At this stage, you would have preferred to have seen him play two full games in the league. He's only got a game and a half, or he's missed out in a game and a half, so he's only played half a fixture at this stage. Given that there's going to be so much asked of him, and he's in his home county playing against his home county, is there more pressure on him this weekend?
Listen, it's an opportunity. He's going to go back in. He's going to go back into the squad for the weekend, and I mean, he didn't even get a half. It was 19 minutes against Kerry, and listen, you know, you learn from it. It was petty enough, to be quite honest. It didn't, you know, that it's deserve a red card. I don't know. I would say, but listen, those are the decisions that are not going our way. But again, it's a lesson learned. From Nathan's point of view, yeah, he knows a lot of these Dublin boys, and he's played against them on a daily or a weekly basis in club championship and club in Dublin. And you know, when he gets the opportunity, I'm sure he'll be delighted with it.
Because if you are going to stick with Dublin, that's going to be a crucial area of the field, given the kickouts of Cluxton and how they manage them, and what Mullins and Hugh McFadden's going to have to do in the middle of the park is going to be important.
Yeah, listen, I mean, yeah, and Dublin, you know, Brian Fenton, probably the best midfielder in the country. So that's going to be, listen, that's going to be a difficult area. It's going to be a difficult evening, there's no doubt about that. But listen, we're not going to go there and just decide that we're going to try and stop Dublin from playing. We've got to express ourselves, and we have a lot of good footballers within our squad that are on a learning curve, and where better to display that than in Croke Park against the Dubs.
And this new way of playing football that you've changed to, will it be a more open game, do you expect, against Dublin, an open flowing fixture on Saturday?
Well, I mean, at times it'll probably will be flowing. Yeah. At times, you know, there's going to be, you know, Dublin, the one thing Dublin do, they work very, very hard as a unit. You know, their front six probably work harder than any other team, and that's on all the successful sides that you look at. You look at the likes of the Barcelonas in soccer or the All Blacks in rugby, the one thing that they have is they have a hard working unit. You know, okay, they have talent, they have quality and all that there, but that's only takes you part of the way. You need that hard work, that hard graft, and that's what Dublin have. And as I say, they've been very, very successful under Jim Gavin over the last number of years.
What would you then see as a successful night at Croke Park of the weekend?
Listen, we're going to Croke Park under no illusion of the task, and we're looking to get a performance. We want to see the lads get an improved performance from last weekend. We did have a number of individual basic errors that we need to eliminate from our game, and if we can get an improved performance and the lads playing to the level that I know they can play to, then let's see where that takes us.
Where are you personnel wise at the moment? You had 24 foot players last week. What's it this week?
Yeah, I mean, Nathan Mullins and Jamie will come back into the squad, so we will be going to Dublin with those lads on board. The McKenna Cup will see a number more lads coming back in, and as I say, probably come to Kildare match, you should have at least maybe 4 or 5 more lads ready for action. So yeah, listen, it's all falling into place. As I said, it would be nice to be heading to Croke Park with a couple of points on the board, and it's not to be, but listen, we remain positive. There's no point looking back. We've got to look forward now and look at the challenges ahead, and Saturday night's the first of those challenges.
Yeah, okay, the best of luck this weekend as always, Declan.
Thanks, Oisín.